is your go-to? Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, anything they say, you believe. If you have that family member, they're better than an encyclopedia. They're better than Google. You're lucky. But for hope, she goes other places for knowledge.
TikTok. I've fallen into the trap that I believe every single thing I've seen on TikTok, even though I have had to tell people my parents' age that they cannot believe everything that they read on Facebook.
I'm telling you, I used to do that with Mama Jay, and she still does it. If she's standing too long in the line at Tops and she sees the front cover of one of those magazines and she's like, see, did you know that Angelina Jolie was just an alien wearing human skin? I knew it, or something like that. I'm like, Mom, it's not true. I used to have to tell her because she would tell me something. I'm like, where did you see that? National Enquirer. She'd say the paper. The National Enquirer is not the paper. it's not the newspaper.
Wasn't it Men in Black that National Enquirer was giving out the truth about everything and people just joked about it from Men in Black, the movie?
That's Mama Jay.
Okay. She swears by it.
Yes.
By the way, that's another great group Halloween costume idea. Men in Black. One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, easy enough.
At least
enough.
The first one.
Just wear a black suit.
Yeah, exactly. And sunglasses.
That's it.
Look at Hope's eyes. Ooh, that's easy. I could pull it off. Yes. Yes, you can. And they just have a National Enquirer folded up underneath your arm. Eric Church would be a really good country artist to dress up as. Leather jacket, got the aviator sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Boom. You're the chief, Eric Church. But what about regular people's uniforms that you wear to work? Have you ever pulled that off? Like you're a mechanic, a tow truck driver? Walk around with your kids.
Sure.
Like, oh, you are a mechanic. Is that your costume or you just came from work? You know what I mean? What are some other work uniforms that are very popular costumes for Halloween?
I've worn my parents' former Air Force fatigues.
Okay.
Before, you know, so if you've had anyone in the past who served and they still have their, you know, their camo fatigues or whatever. That's a good use of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say an Amazon driver. That's pretty easy.
Any delivery driver they sell now. They you know, what does Brown do for you and FedEx? You see those costumes. You could buy them.
I've dressed up my dog as a letter carrier. He had a little USPS uniform, and it had a little package that wiggled in front of him.
Oh, that's funny.
I had a football player for mine. I put it on Max, so it looked like he was running at you with a football. I love those dog ones. They're riot. That's cute.
A doctor, a nurse, and scrubs. They just wear the scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then they could play, oh, I'm McDreamy doctor or McSteamy or whatever that thing is.
A chef, all you got to do is wear an apron, right?
Yeah.
Just throw an apron on. There you go.
Julie said Starbucks employee.
Coffee maker. Okay. There you go.
A barista. Is what
that sounds
called.
Better. Barista.
It is what they're called.
Excuse me. I'm a barista.
Yeah, that's
trick
right.
Trick or treat. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a coffee maker. I'm a barista. Thank you.
You know, maybe we should start some type of organization where if we could borrow your uniform, your work uniform, and help others with a costume idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a B-Morning Coffee Club marketplace for Halloween costumes. And we just recycle people's uniforms.
Like used scrubs and used firefighter stuff. And
We'll make sure they're washed. Be careful with the word used.
Well, it's used. They can be clean and still gently used. That's what we'll call it.
They were in service. They were on the workplace. These are legit uniforms instead of just buying them at the store.
There you go.
I got ideas. You know that. Mm. I do have ideas.
Frequently bad ideas. But you got ideas. That's for sure.
Look, we were just talking about office uniforms, everyday uniforms you wear at work, and they can make great Halloween costumes. What about old high school baseball jersey or football jersey? Break it out every year. That's your go-to old cheerleading outfit. Have you ever done that, Hope?
I have not broken out the old cheerleading outfit. A lot of our uniforms were rentals, so we had to give them back.
Really?
But I do have my choir uniform I could wear, break out the long black dress, my singer's pearls. Maybe I'll go as a singer.
There you go. Which choir was this for? Was this high school or college?
This was in high school, the Rush Henrietta Singers.
Ah. Dylan Scott, you know what he admitted the other day? I know it's not Confession Thursday, but he admitted he has a problem nail biting. Just biting his nails all the time, and he's had it all his life. And
it stinks when you have a stupid habit like that. I pick my fingers, and it's awful.
Pick?
And yeah.
What do you mean by pick?
It's a nervous habit, and I've done it like since I was a kid.
So
like
you're cutting
picking
your nails?
Your cuticles?
No.
What?
Like on the side here. I pick at my skin. It's so gross.
Mm. Okay.
It's right. So awful. But I've done it my whole life. They're like calloused.
Yeah. My wife, Celeste, has a nail biting issue.
Yeah.
Always biting her nails. I'm like, wash your hands.
Have you ever tried to put hot sauce on them or anything? My middle child had a bat. Like, she would gnaw them right down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a time, like in elementary school, where I put gloves on her, like at home.
Which daughter was this?
This was Ava.
Okay. All right.
Well, it fixed it, but just the little cheap, stretchy gloves. And I'm like, keep your gloves on. Like, I had no idea how else to fix it.
I have friends that are successful business people. Like, they make good money, and they're like that. Their nails are just...
Well, yeah.
We're
human.
Yeah.
And we all have these weird isms. Absolutely. And there's just something that... I don't know what it is up there in our brain that triggers us to do this. And then it's so hard to get rid of our whole life.
Yeah. And you know what? We went a little sideways there on Dylan Scott. But if you have a good DIY success story of stopping the bite nails, let us know and we'll pass it along to him. We'll pass it along to him. We're like
all
that.
I've got is gloves.
You got
tell
gloves?
Tell him I got the gloves in the house. Like,
hot sauce, what's funny about that, my wife loves hot sauce. I think she'd be
she'd chewing her nails fingers.
More. Just like you have some barbecue baby back ribs, an hour later you're like, that was good. That's the only time I chew mine. All right, we're talking about Halloween costumes, and have you used something from high school or college?
Laura chimed in on our text line saying that she borrowed her brother's motorcycle gear, full leather. She felt like she was trying out for the wrestling team because she was sweating everything out. She was like, that one I won't wear again.
So that cool motocross, the bodysuit, mm-hmm. the leather protect. Oh, yeah, that would get hot and sweaty. And that's one thing. As a kid, you're always given the mask. I can still remember as a youngster, Casper, the friendly ghost mask. I was just sweating under there. That's the hardest thing. Got to have something more breathable. Keep that in mind when you're putting your costumes together. Carmen's helping us out here. Nail biting. We're saying how Dylan Scott admits that's one of his weaknesses. He's been biting his nails all his life. You got a DIY way to stop biting the nails?
This is official. You ready for it?
Yes.
It's going to blow your mind. I bit my nails since I was probably 8 or 9 years old. I started just out of nervousness, and my parents would put jalapeno pepper powder on me and try and make me stop. And 44 years later, I just stopped 3 years ago. 3 years later, I put a rubber band around my wrist. And every time I went to bring my fingers to my face to bite my nails, I would snap that rubber band.
Interesting.
That rubber band will send shockwaves through your body. It hits your temples. It hits everything. So you're going to, if you put a rubber band on there and every time you feel like you're going to bite your nails, you snap that rubber band, you will stop biting your nails. I have been 3 years nail free right now.
I should try that with my bad habit of picking at my own fingers. It's so gross. I'll just snap on both ends.
Carmen. Thank you so much. I'm going to go buy colored rubber bands. What color would you like, TJ?
Yellow?
Okay. So I'm going to, what do they have, green and purple and blue? I'm going to give that to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, honey, listen, I know it's not diamonds. I know it's not gold.
It'll work, man.
This is to help
you.
So
it worked for you 3 years ago.
I've been solid 3 years. I haven't bitten my nails in 3 years.
You know
it's like
what?
He's talking to a support group.
Yeah, no, this is great.
It is great.
Because I'm thinking, will it help you focus more at work? Could it help you with not going to the vending machine, maybe cleaning? What else can rubber bands help us with? If you've got an idea, let us know. 585-252-WBE. Just like Carmen, it takes a village. And you're in our B Morning Coffee Club village today. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Peace.
Hearing from other folks who agree that this rubber band theory of snapping it against your wrist... If you want to quit something that's bad for you, I guess, or that you just want to quit. We had a gentleman call that said, hey, he stopped biting his nails. 3 years ago using rubber bands on his wrist. This texter says, 100% agree with the rubber band. I did the same thing to stop swearing before having my first child. Haven't sworn in years.
Wow.
Now that would be tough.
Never stop learning. I've learned rubber bands can help us in many different ways.
Man, there's stuff that you want to quit. I wonder if this, I mean, it's simple, right?
Has anyone tried this for smoking, maybe?
Something.
I'm just saying, what other bad habits do we want to stop?
Oh, when I want sugar, what?
That's it. You're a vending machine queen. We know that.
You... I have so many habits I want to quit. Well, just cover myself in rubber bands.
Who is your go-to? Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, anything they say, you believe. If you have that family member, they're better than an encyclopedia. They're better than Google. You're lucky. But for hope, she goes other places for knowledge.
TikTok. I've fallen into the trap that I believe every single thing I've seen on TikTok, even though I have had to tell people my parents' age that they cannot believe everything that they read on Facebook.
Hey. I'm telling you, I used to do that with Mama Jay, and she still does it. If she's standing too long in the line at Tops and she sees the front cover of one of those magazines and she's like, see, did you know that Angelina Jolie was just an alien wearing human skin? I knew it, or something like that. I'm like, Mom, it's not true. I used to have to tell her. Because she would tell me something. I'm like, where did you see that? National Enquirer. She'd say the paper. The Nation. Ma, the National Enquirer is not the paper. It's not the newspaper.
Wasn't it Men in Black that National Enquirer was giving out the truth about everything? And
yes.
People just joked about it from Men in Black, the movie?
That's Mama J.
Okay. She swears by
yes.
it. By the way, that's another great group Halloween costume idea. Men in Black, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, easy enough.
At least
enough.
The first one.
Just wear a black suit.
Yeah, exactly. And sunglasses.
That's it.
Look at Hope's eyes. Ooh, that's easy. I could pull it off. Yes, yes, you can. And they just have a National Enquirer folded up underneath your arm. Eric Church would be a really good country artist to dress up as. Leather jacket, got the aviator sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Boom. You're the chief, Eric Church. But what about regular people's uniforms that you wear to work? Have you ever pulled that off? Like you're a mechanic, a tow truck driver, walk around with your kids?
Sure.
Like, oh, you're a, you are a mechanic. Is that your costume or you just came from work? You know what I mean? What are some other work uniforms that are very popular costumes for Halloween?
I've worn my parents' former Air Force fatigues.
Okay.
Before, you know, so if you've had anyone in the past who served and they still have their... you know, their camo fatigues or whatever. That's a good use of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say Amazon, an Amazon driver. That's pretty easy.
Any delivery driver they sell now. They you know, what does Brown do for you and FedEx? You see those costumes, you could buy them.
I've dressed up my dog as a letter carrier. He had a little USPS uniform and it had a little package that wiggled front of him.
Oh, that's funny.
I had a football player for mine. I put it on Max, so it looked like he was running at you with a football. I love those dog ones. They're riot. That's cute.
A doctor, a nurse, and scrubs. They just wear the scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then they could play, oh, I'm McDreamy Doctor or McSteamy or whatever that thing is.
A chef, all you got to do is wear an apron, right?
Yeah.
Just throw an apron on. There you go.
Julie said Starbucks employee.
Coffee maker. Okay. There
you
go. A
barista is what they're called.
That sounds better. Barista.
It is what they're called.
Excuse me. I'm a barista.
Yeah, that's right.
Trick or treat. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a coffee maker. I'm a barista. Thank
yes.
you.
You know, maybe we should start some type of organization where if we could borrow your uniform, your work uniform, and help others with a costume idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a B Morning Coffee Club marketplace for Halloween costumes. And we just recycle people's uniforms.
Like used scrubs and used firefighter stuff. And
We'll make sure they're washed. Be careful with the word used.
Well, it's used. They can be clean and still gently used. That's what we'll call it.
They were in service. They were on the workplace. These are legit uniforms instead of just buying them at the store.
There you go.
I got ideas. You know that. I do have ideas.
Frequently bad ideas. But you got ideas, that's for sure.
We were just talking about office uniforms, everyday uniforms you wear at work, and they can make great Halloween costumes. What about old high school baseball jersey or football jersey? You break it out every year, that's your go-to. Old cheerleading outfit. Have you ever done that, Hope?
I have not broken out the old cheerleading outfit. Those, a lot of our uniforms were rentals, so we had to give them back.
Really?
So, but I do have my choir uniform I could wear, break out the long black dress, my singer's pearls. Maybe I'll go as a singer.
There you go. Which choir was this for? Was this high school or college?
This was in high school, the Rush Henrietta Singers.
Ah. Dylan Scott, you know what he admitted the other day? I know it's not Confession Thursday, but he admitted he has a problem nail biting. Just biting his nails all the time, and he's had it all his life. And
it stinks when you have a stupid habit like that. I pick my fingers, and it's awful.
Pick?
And yeah.
What do you mean by pick?
It's a nervous habit, and I've done it like since I was a kid.
So like you're cutting
picking
your nails?
Your cuticles?
No.
What?
Like on the side here. I pick at my skin. It's so gross.
Mm. Okay.
It's right. So awful. And it's, but I've done it my whole life. They're like calloused.
Yeah. My wife Celeste has a nail biting issue.
Yeah.
Always biting her nails. I'm like, wash your hands.
Have you ever tried to put hot sauce on them or anything? My middle child had a bat. Like she would gnaw them right down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a time like in elementary school where I put gloves on her like at home.
Which daughter was this?
This was Ava.
Okay. All right.
Well, it fixed it, but just the little cheap stretchy gloves. And I'm like, keep your gloves on. Like, I had no idea how else to fix it.
I have friends that are successful business people. Like, they make good money. And they're like that. Their nails are just...
Well, yeah.
We're
human.
Yeah.
And we all have these weird isms. Absolutely. And there's just something that... I don't know what it is up there in our brain that triggers us to do this. And then it's so hard to get rid of our whole life.
Yeah. And you know what? We went a little sideways there on Dylan Scott. But if you have a good DIY success story of stopping the bite nails, let us know and we'll pass it along to him. We'll pass it along to him. We're like
all
that.
I've got is gloves.
You got
tell
gloves?
Tell him I got the gloves in the house. Like,
although
I just put
although the hot sauce, what's funny about that, my wife loves hot sauce. I think she'd be
she'd chewing her
nails more.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. Just like you have some barbecue baby back ribs, an hour later you're like, that was good. That's the only time I chew mine. All right, we're talking about Halloween costumes, and have you used something from high school or college?
Laura chimed in on our text line saying that she borrowed her brother's motorcycle gear, full leather. She felt like she was trying out for the wrestling team because she was sweating everything out. She was like, that one I won't wear again.
So that cool motocross, the bodysuit, mm-hmm. the leather protect. Oh, yeah, that would get hot and sweaty. And that's one thing. As a kid, you're always given the mask. I can still remember as a youngster, Casper, the friendly ghost mask. I was just sweating under there. That's the hardest thing. Got to have something more breathable. Keep that in mind when you're putting your costumes together. Carmen's helping us out here. Nail biting. We're saying how Dylan Scott admits that's one of his weaknesses. He's been biting his nails all his life. You got a DIY way to stop biting the nails?
This is official. You ready for it?
Yes.
It's going to blow your mind. I bit my nails since I was probably 8 or 9 years old. I started just out of nervousness, and my parents would put jalapeno pepper powder on me and try and make me stop. And 44 years later, I just stopped 3 years ago. 3 years later, I put a rubber band around my wrist. And every time I went to bring my fingers to my face to bite my nails, I would snap that rubber band.
Interesting.
That rubber band will send shockwaves through your body. It hits your temples. It hits everything. So you're going to, if you put a rubber band on there and every time you feel like you're going to bite your nails, you snap that rubber band, you will stop biting your nails. I have been 3 years nail free right now.
I should try that with my bad habit of like, picking at my own fingers. It's so gross. I'll just snap on both ends.
Carmen. Thank you so much. I'm going to go buy colored rubber bands. What color would you like, TJ?
Yellow?
Okay. So I'm going to, what do they have, green and purple and blue? I'm going to give that to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, honey, listen, I know it's not diamonds. I know it's not gold.
It'll work, man.
This is to help
you.
So
it worked for you 3 years ago.
I've been solid 3 years. I haven't bitten my nails in 3 years.
You know,
it's like
what?
He's talking to a support group.
Yeah, no, this is great.
It is great.
Because I'm thinking, will it help you focus more at work? Could it help you with not going to the vending machine, maybe cleaning? What else can rubber bands help us with? If you've got an idea, let us know. 585-252-WBE. Just like Carmen, it takes a village. And you're in our B Morning Coffee Club village today. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Peace.
Hearing from other folks who agree that this rubber band theory of snapping it against your wrist, if you want to quit something that's bad for you, I guess, or that you just want to quit. We had a gentleman call that said, hey, he stopped biting his nails 3 years ago using rubber bands on his wrist. This texter says, 100% agree with the rubber band. I did the same thing to stop swearing before having my first child. Haven't sworn in years.
Wow.
Now that would be tough.
Never stop learning. I've learned rubber bands can help us in many different ways.
Man, there's stuff that you want to quit. I wonder if this, I mean, it's simple, right?
Has anyone tried this for smoking maybe?
Something.
I'm just saying, what other bad habits do we want to stop?
Oh, when I want sugar, what?
That's it. You're a vending machine queen. We know that.
You... I have so many habits I want to quit. Well, just cover myself in rubber bands.